if you've got some kids or also grandkids about to tackle university, it can be a whole tricky thing working out how their entrance rankings work, known as the ATAR. And there are about to be some changes. Fingers crossed they'll make it a little bit more transparent, a little bit more easy to navigate. And talking with us from the Grattan Institute, Itamar Cherisitham, who is a higher education fellow there. Good morning, Itamar. The changes, what has brought about the need to change how the system all works?
It's brought about because there are many students who have been confused about how, you know, this whole ATAR admission process has been moving. I guess some universities are publishing, you know, a small amount of information. Some universities are publishing a huge amount of information. And the terminology, the definition of different terms are all quite different. So the government is thinking that, you know, we need to kind of fix this up and actually make it more consistent.
Yeah, I guess it can be a huge, big thing. You're taking on this next phase of life and
and
you've got the mum and dad sitting there going, well, I'm not really sure how this all works. What are some of the key changes that will be rolled out in this?
Yeah, so the first thing is that we, for the government, is we'll stop using the term cut off and clearly in. So these terms have been used previously and that will be phased out over time. And the reason for that is because different universities have different, have a number of rounds of actually intake, and those, and these terms are kind of mean different things at different universities. Now, in terms of what will be coming in, so universities will now have to publish information sheet, which essentially saying, you know, for this course, what is the admission criteria? So, you know, whether you go through ATAR or whether you have, you know, other experience or things like, you know, VOCED qualification. And, you know, if it's ATAR, then what is the highest rank? What is the lowest rank of those who admitted the last round?
Okay, so all of that might make things a little bit easier. Do you think with these new rollouts that it might actually have more or less people applying for university, or it will just quite simply do what it's supposed to do and make it a little bit less confusing for folks?
I think it would just make it less confusing for folks. I think it's currently because, you know, it's published in many, you know, university websites, and it's really difficult for, you know, an 18-year-old to actually try to navigate, you know, where to go and where to look for information. And I think ultimately what this information, where this information will be located, is one portal where, you know, a student can go to one website rather than, you know, 41 universities and, you know, looking for, you know, different pieces of information. It'll go to one website that's hosted by the government, and that will be it.
Fingers crossed this does make it a little bit more easy to navigate. One versus about 40 plus. So I think we've answered our own question. Thank you for your time with us this morning, Itamar.
You're welcome. Nice to hear.
Hopefully that will make it a little bit more streamlined for your kids or grandkids tackling university. That was Itamar Cherisitham from the Grattan Institute talking with us about the ATAR ranking this morning at 2NURFM.